I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. The former president of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, has defied the deadline set by a court for him to surrender to police to start a 12-year prison sentence for corruption. He's holed up in a union building in his hometown of São Bernardo do Campo, where hundreds of his supporters have gathered. Katie Watson is there.
People here saying no to prison for Lula and down with the coup. Because a lot of people here feel it's exactly that, that this is an unfair trial and it's designed to stop him running for presidency once again. Bearing in mind the former president is actually the front runner for the elections in October. People here are very angry with the idea that it's a political witch hunt. The trial was to do with a beachfront apartment that he supposedly received from a construction company in return for political favours, but his lawyers, Lula, deny that they've done anything wrong.
The United States has imposed sanctions on Russian officials and companies accused of profiting from President Putin's efforts to undermine the West. The list includes his bodyguard, son-in-law and oligarchs close to Mr. Putin. The White House spokesperson is Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Today's sanctions and the totality of the administration's actions, which are in keeping with Congress's wishes, prove the president is absolutely correct when he says no one has been tougher on Russia. We want a positive relationship with the Russian government, but for this to happen, there must be a significant change in their behavior.
The Russian foreign ministry described the moves as an absurdity that would hit ordinary Americans and destroy economic cooperation. Syrian activists say that heavy airstrikes on the last rebel-held town in eastern Ghouta have killed at least 32 civilians. Here's Alan Johnston.
For years, rebels held a large area on the fringes of Damascus, a region known as eastern Ghouta. But recently, government forces recaptured almost all this enclave. Only the town of Douma remains in rebel hands, controlled by a faction called Jaish al-Islam. It seems it's refused a deal under which it would withdraw and be given safe passage to opposition-held territory in northern Syria. Negotiations have ended. Now Douma is again under attack, and the rebels have reportedly shelled civilians in nearby Damascus.
World News from the BBC.